When it comes to beard care, Eddie actually grooms his.
Reader's just too lazy to shave.
Fox FM.
Good morning, Reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
I am glad that I was able to turn off my alarm this morning because I guess I was dreaming and I thought my alarm was part of my dream. So I just kept sleeping through, but I guess my body automatically keeps hitting snooze on my phone. And my snooze button actually never ends until I shut it off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it can go on for hours if I really hit snooze button, which I've done in the past. Don't ask. But thankfully, I did wake up, and I am back at work now. Yeah, it's a little bit of a cooler morning, but you know what? It's
nothing we can't handle.
No, and it is also the first day of spring, by the way.
Yes, well, wow. Technically, it arrives tonight.
Right, because today is the spring equinox, or equinox? It's one of those two definitions.
Yes, actually, to be technical, spring will arrive tonight at 9:06 here in Saskatchewan and 10:06 in Manitoba.
Ooh, all right. Yeah. So I'm counting it down until the first technical day of spring.
Reader's dream that someone will call him sir without adding "you're making a scene."
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
You know what they say about Bruno Mars, Reader?
What do they say?
I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket. Keep up.
And that's apparently true because according to a source, okay, all allegedly, Bruno Mars is reportedly $50 million in gambling debt.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, he's entering his ninth year at his Las Vegas residency, which is a long time to be performing there. But yeah, according to the source, they are saying that pretty much the companies that own most of the casinos in Vegas pretty much owns him because of the amount of debt he's in.
Yes, but MGM Resorts International has since disputed that, and they say that any speculation that their partnership is in trouble is false. They say he has no debt with MGM. Together, they're excited to continue creating unforgettable experiences for their guests.
That's the thing, right? So you have a source saying one thing, you have the company coming out with an official statement, so...
Well, and with celebrities, you have to take every single thing you hear with a grain of salt.
Oh, 100%. I hear and I read so many rumors, and it's always... a source told us.
Yes, because, you know, those sources always put their name to it.
Very accurate.
Yeah. Reader likes to live dangerously. His milk is past its date.
But chocolate syrup will take care of that.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Just letting you know about a super cool event happening this Saturday. Jack Garten is going to be performing at the Painted Hand Casino, 7:30 p.m.
That's right, presented by Fox FM. You're going to be welcoming him to the stage.
Yeah, I'm very excited to bring him on and watch him perform. I've taken a listen to a few of his tunes. He released his most recent album, Original Skin, and they all sound fantastic, honestly.
Yeah, how would you describe his sound?
It's a mix of different instruments. It's like a folk-y type of music. And the fact that he can just play different instruments at the same time, by the way.
Yeah.
It's pretty talented.
Very cool.
So
it's going to be a great show.
Yeah, 100%. Make sure to grab yourself some tickets if you haven't already. And check out Jack Garten, presented by Fox FM, this Saturday, 7:30 p.m.
Every now and then, Eddie and Reader are twinning on their outfits.
You can still tell who is who, though.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
While we were just talking about Jack Garten, the fact that he can play multiple instruments, which is pretty sweet, I noticed that yesterday you posted a video talking about playing some instruments.
Yes, I can't play two different things at once,
though. No.
But, yeah, I'm... been playing trumpet since I was in grade 5.
Oof, wow.
And I still play it, you know, in all that jazz big band, the community concert band. But I have other instruments around the house that I kind of play around with, but I've never really sat down and made a concerted effort to learn how to play.
Yeah.
I've got a guitar.
Okay.
A couple of guitars. I've got a ukulele.
You got a uke?
I do have a ukulele, and I have a piano, and I got it about a year ago.
Okay.
One of my besties here, our neighbor next door, Tanya Cherry, a midday announcer on GX94, she was selling a piano, and I said, I will buy that off of you. So, I acquired myself a piano, and I just haven't really sat down and made that effort to learn to play, and it's something that's a goal that I have for this year, is to try and learn master. To play it a bit. You'll never master it.
No, piano's tough.
But to learn to play it.
Yeah, I can play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star on the piano.
Yeah.
It's been a hot minute since I've done it, but yeah, I can do it. You can hold your audio, you can hold your claps and applause for later, but it's tough learning instruments, man. I wish I could.
I think the thing that I will have the most trouble with is learning how to do different things with each hand.
And you know, also
you're playing the bass line with your left,
yep.
And then you're playing your melody with your right, or you're playing the chords and trying to remember that.
Every finger, too.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's a lot of coordination.
I've actually, funny enough, I don't know how to play any instruments, but the keyboard was the number one instrument that I wanted to learn when I was younger, which is pretty much just a piano, except it's electronic. That and the drums, except I have horrific hand and foot coordination.
Yeah.
Like, I can't move my arms and my legs separately. They'll start moving at the same time.
See, and that's the same thing that I worry about with piano.
Oh, yeah.
You're using your hands, and I mean, you're using your feet on the pedals as well, but with drums,
mm-hmm.
you're drumming something different yeah. with each hand, and then you throw in your feet on the kick drums and your hi-hats and all
right?
that. Right? And it's a lot of coordination and learning to kind of compartmentalize and do each thing separate.
Funny enough, when you posted that, pretty much everybody who commented saying piano or guitar
yeah.
is something that they've all wanted to learn. So maybe we can have some folks teach us how to play some stuff. We'll give yeah. you some shout-outs in return.
Well, and that's what I say. You're never too old to learn
no.
something new.
Absolutely not.
Now, it might have been easier if I did like my mom wanted me to do and learn piano when I was a kid. She wanted to teach me, but at the time, I'm like, oh, I don't
want to
practice piano. And yeah, well, I mean, and trumpet was something I did through school, you know,
right.
And you actually get to play it in school and you learn while you're doing that. But when you're at home and you have the whole outdoors and all your toys and everything to want to play, it's hard to practice.
Yeah, I wanted to play video games, not piano, but
exactly.
In hindsight.
Yeah, you grow up and you kick yourself. I'm like, oh, I should have learned. But yeah, just take the time to do it now.
If there's an instrument that you've always wanted to learn, give us a shout what it is. 306-783-3699. You can call or text.
Reader's no good at fixing things, but if you need someone to hold wrenches, he's your guy.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
This is a story going out from the East Coast. $64 million gold ball lottery was sold last year, and it's still unclaimed.
Yeah, I think we've all been there at some point where you hear about a jackpot that hasn't been claimed.
Yeah.
And they always say time's running out. If you may have that ticket, you want to make sure you don't miss out on a huge jackpot. Well, apparently right now, yeah, there was a winning ticket sold to the April 15th, 2023 Lotto 649 Gold Ball Jackpot. It was sold in Gloucester County, New Brunswick. And the date to claim that is coming up right away.
Yeah, because you have a whole year to claim that lottery prize, and no one's done it yet.
No.
Which means that somebody forgot, or maybe somebody threw away their winning ticket.
It could be stuck away in a drawer somewhere, or in a jacket pocket, or who knows where it might be. Might be shoved in the glove box of your vehicle.
Because what a horrible feeling it might be if you're like, oh, shoot. I bought a ticket around that time, but I threw it out before they draw the numbers. What if I was the winner?
Oh, man. You know? Can you imagine? And this particular county, Gloucester County, only has a population of about 78,000 people. So someone in that community is sitting on a ticket worth, you know, $64 million.
Oh, man.
And they have until April 15th to find that ticket and claim their prize. Otherwise, the prize money will just go into the unclaimed prize fund to be redistributed to players in the form of future prizes.
How many people over there right now are just turning their houses upside down?
Just tearing them apart trying to find this ticket.
And the worst part is, what if they do find it the day after the deadline?
On April 16th.
Oh, that would be horrible. Oh,
that'd be the worst.
Fox FM's Eddie Q and Reader. When the mic is off,
they almost exclusively talk about food.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
We want to give a big shout out to Boston Pizza Yorkton.
That's right. They are going to be catering our Friday staff lunch this week. Of course, we have our Friday noon meeting where we kind of touch base with everybody right across the company. And we get lunch while we do it. And BP's is taking care of it this week.
The food helps us get through it really well.
Yes.
And the last time Boston Pizza gave us some food, it was a wide selection of their pizza, which was just amazing. Just so good. Their barbecue chicken one was one of my favorites, I ain't gonna lie.
I love the meteor.
Oh yeah, that one was fantastic too. So we're excited to see what they're gonna bring us this week. And of course, they can help you out for all of your staff lunch needs. And of course, they do catering just like they do for us too.
That's right. Maybe you got a family gathering that you're looking to cater. Maybe a team wind-up or a dance crew, a cheer squad that you're looking to feed. Well, pizza would certainly hit the spot.
100%. Also, Fishbowl Fridays.
For the grown-ups.
Yeah. So, just letting you know, a few days away, Fishbowl Fridays hit up BP's.
There you go. Your Friday night plans are made.
If you want to learn more, go to foxfmonline.ca and click on the Food for Work tab. Just want to give you a few heads up about some events that you can find at foxfmonline.ca on the events tab. But there's a couple that are going on this week that we wanted to highlight.
Yes, for a reminder for those registered, coming up on Saturday afternoon at the Melville Community Works building, it's Breaking Barriers, Girls in Sport Gathering. It's an interactive four-part session for girls to positively impact their lives by building self-esteem and confidence through sport.
Yeah, well, 1 to 3:30. And again, this is for those who have already registered. Just a heads up that it is coming up on Saturday. And then on March 24th, on the Sunday in Kenora, it's the Boot Skate and Boogie.
That's right. Of course, all the kids in the Kenora Skating Club, they have been working hard all winter long, honing their skills, and they get to show it off coming up Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. at the Kenora Civic Center. They're going to be showcasing all that they've done throughout the season to some of country music's classics. It's going to be a great afternoon. There's going to be a raffle table, flowers available for purchase, admission by Silver Collection, but it's going to be a lot of fun. The Kenora Skating Club's Boot Skate and Boogie.
Yeah, again, Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Civic Center. And if you want to learn more, by the way, go to the events page at foxfmonline.ca or on the app. Tons of different events that are going on all around the community. And if you have something that's going on in your community, go to the same place and submit it. That way, everybody can see what's going on.
When Reader ordered a combo for two, Eddie found out they weren't going to be sharing.
Oh, no!
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
It's Eddie Q and Reader. More hits, more favorites, Fox FM. Today, we got a special guest in the studio with Suncrest College. We have Brady Lang. Good morning, Brady.
Good morning, Eddie and Reader.
Yes, how are you doing today?
Oh, it's a wonderful day. It's beautiful out.
Yes, indeed. The sun is shining. It's going to be nice. Spring arrives later tonight, so, you know, what better could it be? And for people who are maybe looking to expand their base of knowledge and potentially look at a new career path, there's a great opportunity coming up here on Thursday for them to look at some options.
Yes, and what you are referring to is the open house over at TTC, the Trades and Technology Center, with us, Suncrest College. We will be opening our doors to the public and just giving everyone a sense of kind of what we do, what we offer to this community.
So it's running 4 to 7 p.m. this Thursday. What is going on during that time?
So come down and see me.
That's it.
I bet you that's the biggest draw, right? Well, the open house is it's basically a set of tours, sessions, everything that you kind of want to know about Suncrest, we can answer it for you. So we're going to have instructors. We're going to have current students. We're also going to have industry experts there, so you can start those or start with those networking opportunities right on that ground floor. But also, we are offering free on-the-spot admissions.
Which is a big thing to waive that, I guess, application fee.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And be able to sign up there right on the spot.
You know, one of the biggest things that I think when we look at advanced education, what we need to do is eliminate those barriers. And that's a barrier for some students, right? And some potential students. It's just another kind of avenue that we can go down. And, you know, if you want to be serious about this, come on and check us out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. And for a lot of people who may not realize, there are a ton of different programs that are on offer at the TTC.
Yes, exactly. When it comes down to it, we have a little bit of something for everyone. When it comes to even down to corporate training for more of those corporate organizational businesses, that sort of thing. But when it comes to the trades, when it comes to the health field, which we've been diving right into with the new sonography announcements, yeah, that sort of thing. But also when it comes to university and even taking that first year of university, we've kind of done some calculating. And if you're staying at home, If you're getting that sort of help, you could save up to $10,000 by just taking that first year at Suncrest College.
Oh, how nice would that be?
The $10,000 is not a bad number, you know?
Yeah, and it helps you to be in a better position if you do have to, say, venture further afield. You have a little bit more to work with.
Exactly. And like I have been paying off my student loans for how I feel, like, years and years and years, right? And just shaving a little bit of that debt would definitely help. I can say that personally.
Yes.
And the other thing is, maybe some people have family all around the province. You guys are going to be in other places as well. So maybe they can hit up their friends or family to let you know about more open houses going on.
Oh, for sure. Yes. When it comes to Suncrest, we are Parkland and Cumberland. That merger has happened. So we do have a lot more capacity. We are a lot bigger now. So we will be having open houses coming up next month up in Nipawin, Melfort, Tisdale. But for anything in Yorkton and area, that includes Melville, that includes Fire, Yorkton, this Thursday, mm-hmm, 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
And do you have to RSVP, or is anybody more than welcome to?
We would prefer you to RSVP. So you can head right to our website. Just click on the open house links, and you can register right there.
Perfect.
So easy peasy. Why not take the time to explore something that could be a life-changing career path for yourself?
Exactly. I was just talking the other day, and like you never know, as something as simple as a Facebook share, a LinkedIn repost, even a retweet, you never know who's going to see that. Yeah. You never know who's going to get impacted by that. And something as simple as, like I said before, a share, maybe someone takes a look at that. Maybe they start to do a little bit more research. Maybe they decide to take that path, and maybe they end up with a way better life than they were living prior to that, just because you simply press shares, just because you simply shared a little bit of information.
Yeah. All right. Well, once again, the open house is coming up this Thursday, 4 to 7 p.m. at the Trades and Technology Center with Suncrest College. Brady Lang, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been a slice.
Eddie Q is the type of guy to make bad jokes on the air, but will never say it in person.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Just a little reminder about the Fox FM Top 30 Hits. It's every single Saturday at 6 p.m., 7 o'clock in Manitoba. I count down the 30 hottest songs of the week to see who is at number one. It's been Dua Lipa, Houdini for quite a while now, but we might have a brand new number one this week. I'm not going to spoil it, though. You're going to have to tune in or stream us. Plus, we're also going to be throwing it back as this Saturday marks 20 years since one of Usher's albums came out, so we're going to throw back to one of the debut songs from that. We do have a brand new song making it into the charts, Preston Pablo, Dance Alone. Plus, we're just going to take a look at what other songs are doing and lots of artist talk going on too. New music, new albums that are already out. Some I'm going to be reviewing and more every Saturday at 6 p.m., 7 o'clock in Manitoba. You can stream it live at foxfmonline.ca or on the app.
Reader eats so much Cheese Whiz, Kraft said to thank you for putting their kids through college.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
That's Pearl Jam, Dark Matter. Their album is coming up April 19th. But you know what's coming sooner? The Fox FM and Harvard Media Auction, Better Homes, Gardens, and Garages Auction.
That's right. If you're looking for ways to spruce up your home or your yard, maybe you're looking to put together that garage of your dreams and all the tools in it, this is a great opportunity to score yourself some amazing deals.
Yeah, so again, it starts March 21st. So we want you to get registered in advance. That way it saves you a whole lot of processing. And again, you'll be able to bid on items for home renovation, vehicles and garages, gardening, landscaping, tools, equipment, a lot. Honestly. Oh,
absolutely. And the only way to have a chance to get in on the bidding is to register through harvardmediaauctions.com.
Yes.
And once you're in there, you're on. So then, when every auction comes up, you can just log on and away you go.
Pretty much. If you've signed up for the Better You auction, you'll already be able to get started once this opens up. And it's running March 21st to the 28th. So just mark that down on your calendars. Again, the fact that you can get stuff for less than face value.
Oh, that's an amazing way to save yourself some money and, you know, maybe help build the home of your dreams and make it feel more you.
Yeah, or even if you're like me, you're a car person and maybe you can get something like a detailing package or something like that for a lot less than face value. Yes, you will most likely be bidding against me for those kind of things. So get started, harvardmediaauctions.com, or if you go into our website, you can just click on the banner on the top.
Fox FM's Eddie Q is more than just a guy on the radio. He's also... that's just about it.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
It's Preston Pablo, Dance Alone. It will be making its debut this Saturday, by the way, on the Fox FM Top 30 Hits. Plus, if you really like this song, a few things you can do. You can give it a thumbs up on our website, foxfmonline.ca, and on the app. And also, while you're there, sign up for Alert Me. Just highlight that song or search it up. Hit that little bell button, and then that's it. We'll let you know every time that song's about to play. You can sign up for Alert Me for pretty much any song that we play, by the way. That way, you'll never miss it.
Reader's become a real chef now.
He's mastered onion rings and chicken balls in his fryer.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
I want to remind you, in case you missed it, we did have Brady from Suncrest College stop in this morning as he was talking all about the Suncrest College's open house for the Trades and Technology Center happening this Thursday, March 21st. If you want to hear the full details on what you can expect, the full times, even the fact that you can... get your admission completely free when you go that day and some networking opportunities. Go to foxfmonline.ca and on the app, and you can listen at the very bottom down there. We also did link the podcast on Facebook and also X at morefoxfm. Go ahead and take a listen for all the details.
Eddie, Q, and Reader have a simple request.
In a world where you can be anything, just be kind.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.